Definitely 2 points thrown away. The amount of chances we've created, we've got to be more ruthless. I just kept seeing what Fulham players going through one-on-one with the keeper and not scoring. We've hit the woodwork twice. And then to go 2-1 down, you think, well, maybe it's not going to be our day. But then we're relying on Ross McCormack to score a worldie free kick again. But still had chances at the end there. I think we've hit the bar twice as well, and we've missed too many chances. Not ruthless enough, not clinical enough, and that's the disappointing thing. I should be talking to you about 3 points and a good way of win.
At 1-0, you went through the middle twice. You had a header cleared off the line or very close to the goal line. You sensed that if Fulham got a second goal, they would go on to win it.
Well, we said at half-time, what we didn't want to do is allow Bolton to get back in the game. They probably got more of a lift going in at half time because we were only 1-0 down. I was disappointed. The players were disappointed. But the most important thing is once you've created the amount of chances we had, you've got to put a team like Bolton to bed and come away. Good away win with 3 points in the bag.
Based on what you've seen so far, how typical a performance was that for Fulham?
Well, one thing we do know, we've got goals in us, we can create goals. This is my third game now, I think it is in charge. We haven't created as many chances as that, and normally we've been ruthless in front of goal. So maybe it was just a bit of an off day for some players in front of goal. But I'm disappointed because I feel as though, again, I can't thank the supporters enough. They've come a long way to support us, and we just wanted them to go home with seeing 3 points. They've seen the effort, the commitment. The disappointing thing, like I say, is when we go 2-1 down, how heads could have dropped, but the players stuck at it, and I'm talking about a point when I should be talking about three.